And listening to that was the Minister of Health, David Clark. Good morning to you, Minister.
Good morning, Guy.
Now, the Northern Regional Health Plan for 2017-18 that you received in November of 2017, you read that document?
Indeed. In fact, I was going to read out the same segments that Phil has read out about significant deferred and delayed maintenance being common across the region. It's common across New Zealand. And I guess I need to make the point that there's a significant difference between that message, which has been clear to me, in fact, since I looked at the Auditor General's report from 2016 when I first came onto the Health Select Committee in 2017, that significant issues have existed. It's a little bit different to say significant deferred and dated maintenance as to saying that there's actually rot, mould and sewage in the walls of the building. And I learnt that when I actually went and visited, which highlights to me the importance of relationships in the sector. It's something
you learnt that from the media, from RNZ, didn't you?
Well, I learnt that the Scott building needed urgent repairs when I visited Counties Manukau, and I signed off the next week on additional maintenance funding for that building.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? This executive summary is 5 pages long. On the second page of that executive summary, it has the passage that we're all talking about this morning. And yes, it says, overall, our facilities are dated with significant deferred and delayed maintenance. But it then goes on to say that the buildings are not fit for purpose. We have many references that facilities are not fit for purpose. And concludes the section saying that nearly 20% of the assets are in poor or very poor condition. Now, my question is, what did you do on receipt of that information to clarify what was meant?
Well, Guyon, look, these are not new issues. I campaigned for the last two elections about Dunedin Hospital in my home seat because they've got asbestos.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. My question is a specific question relating to what you did, not on page 100 and whatever, on the second page of the executive summary where it said that a fifth of the buildings were either poor or very poor condition. My question as a minister who signed the document off, what did you do with that information?
Guyon, I have asked for a national asset management plan. This is the kind of information that I've been receiving in opposition for a long time. It's the kind of information has been confirmed in government. And I am the first health minister, as far as I'm aware, to ask for such a plan because
when
I believe
did you do
we...
That?
Guyon, I couldn't tell you exactly.
Yesterday? Last
Guyon,
week?
No. So a week or two ago, at least.
Okay, but on the 21st of December, when you signed off on this
document, quite some time gone.
You signed off on this document on the 21st of December with your own message. It had some personal handwriting on it as well. You'd obviously considered it. Yep. What I'm asking is, did you make any attempt to find out what was meant by the very clear claim in the document that a fifth of the buildings were poor or very poor condition?
I have been to visit 18 out of the 20 DHBs, and on my visit we had a discussion about the buildings and about the urgency of the Scott building. So these are things that I'm absolutely focused on. When I sat on the Select Committee looking at DHB asset management in opposition, I was pushing for language in there that said that the Select Committee needed to keep on top of these issues.
But you keep talking about your time in opposition.
Yeah,
I'm asking you as a minister, it's changed now. You're
That's
on the
right,
Treasury
Guyon.
Benches, and I'm asking you what you did when this plan said in clear language that a fifth of the buildings were poor or very poor condition. And what's your answer?
My answer to that is, Guyon, I asked for a national asset management plan. I'm the first health minister ever to do that. It will give us a comprehensive baseline assessment of all buildings in the health sector. This is but one problem, Guyon. There are plenty more like this. This is not the only one.
Why didn't you pick up the phone and say, hey, guys, what do you mean by the fact that a fifth of the buildings are really in poor condition?
I went a little better than that, Guyon. I went and saw them and actually sat down with them and asked and was told about the Scott building. And I've subsequently called the acting chair of the DHB in for a further conversation about how they're planning
to
address these issues.
Let's move to there in the final bit of this interview. The acting chair of the DHB, that's Rabindran, is that position safe? Because it appears that their job might be under threat.
There is a process in place, Guyon, and I've asked for a submission from the acting chair. I can't speak further to that today.
I'm just wondering, you are unhappy, though, with the way that the DHB has communicated the position, right? You've said that, haven't you? You were disappointed,
Said that I was disappointed. That's on record. I can't say anything more about this process. You know how these things work.
Did they do an inadequate job of explaining it to you? Well, let's be clear about this. I mean, everyone's wondering who, because the last guy says he didn't know, you say you didn't know. Did they do a poor job at communicating it?
I'm not going to blame the DHB for not perfectly communicating the whole picture. When I went there, they did alert me to the Scott building, but I was very disappointed, and I said it, and I am clear on that.
I was very
disappointed they didn't raise the other buildings with me when I visited, because we learned only subsequently that it was sewage in the walls, and we learned only subsequently that there were these other buildings.
And I know you talked about, oh, you know how these things work, and I'll say the same to you. I mean, you're trying to blame the last guy, the last minister, and that is the way these things work. But what we're all doing, and the public is going, how the hell did no one know about this, and why wasn't anyone told?
Look, I don't want to dwell on the mess left to us by the last government. There is a situation that I've inherited as health minister, and I'm determined to deal with it. I think you'll see in this budget that there will be more significant capital going to hospital rebuilds and the situation ahead of us than there has been in previous government budgets.
Will heads roll over this?
Look, Guyan, there's a process in place. I'm having a conversation now, and I'm not prepared to say anything more about that at this stage.
Thanks for joining us, though, and us answering some of those questions. Do appreciate your time.
Thanks,
Glenn. It is the Health Minister, David Clark.